put together, okay? I want to be totally firm on that, all right?
Okay.
Great, Pablo. Okay.
Hi, Pablo.
Hi, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
My name is Nadine. How are you doing today? Doing good?
I'm good, yeah, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. I'm excited that it's almost Friday, so that's always a good sign. Right? And I know that you've been speaking here with Tony, my representative, who does a really great job, you know, going over the basics of the program. However, he did want me to discuss the pricing and details with you, but I want to make sure, most importantly, that this is a good fit for your business. You know, I think that's got to make sense too, right? So.
Yes.
Yes, yes. So let me grab these notes. Was there any questions that you have for me, Pablo, as far as like where we do the placement or, you know, questions about how this would all work?
So you would work with my Google profile, I'm assuming, and make sure my profile pops when someone searches wiring or like electrical company near me or something like that. That's what I got.
Correct. By your keywords and search terms. Yes, that is correct. So pretty much what we do is SEO, right? Along with other products that we offer. Like, for example, we do Google ads, Facebook ads, websites. We do formerly known as Google Guaranteed Local Service ads. We also assist with that as well. Okay. I did see your Google business profile when I searched up your company by name, and great job on the reviews. You have 5-star reviews on there. There's, I think,
just
4
started.
Of them. Yeah, yeah, well, for being just started, good job on that. You know?
Thank you.
So do you manage this profile yourself, or are you working with someone to do that for you?
I manage it myself.
Good job. That's the first step, you know. And again, we would do the programming that goes behind that. So I did see another couple of directory listings. I see there's also an Angie's List, formerly known as Home Advisor, Thumbtack. Now, are those directories that you're currently using, or was that earlier on?
I'm using those ones, yes.
Okay. And how are those performing for you, Pablo?
They're okay.
They're okay? All right. Well, if you could change something about Angie's, what would you change?
It's nothing. Okay, let me clarify.
Okay.
The listings do a good job bringing me leads, so it's not that my biggest concern is. So, yeah.
Okay.
The Thumbtack and Angie's are good. I'll say this way.
Okay. So you are getting leads with Angie's. Are you at least making your money back, or is it too soon to tell?
I make my money back, yes.
Good, good. That's what I want to hear. Because if you could do well with a program like Angie's, I think you would do excellent with other programs that we offer here with Google Placement. I want to see if you qualify for this one particular program. Are you licensed and insured, or are you still in the process of that? Okay.
Licensed and insured.
Okay, beautiful. What about, I'm assuming you could pass a background check, right? No felonies in the last 7 years?
Yes.
Okay, good. I know it's a silly question to ask, but I don't want to offend you when I ask these questions, because they'll ask you for your social to run the background check. So these are requirements by Google, not by our company. Okay, just an FYI. Let me see something here. You're targeting a 25-mile radius is what Tony put down. Okay.
I mean, if there are specifications later on, I just said it just now, but I would change some areas. Because we have some islands here.
You can change them.
So, yeah.
As long as you... No, you can make changes at any time. So, I'm assuming then... So, you have at least a minimum of $250,000, right? In general liability or more than that?
Oh, insurance? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. And then I was looking at for Washington... Let me see here. Electrician. Yeah, they only want you to have, which one do you have? Is it the Washington State telecommunications one? Or is it the Washington State electrical contractor's license or the specialty electrical contractors?
The electrical, the second one, electrical contractor's license.
The electrical contractor's license. Okay, perfect. Oh! Do you ever use Facebook? Pablo?
Yeah, yes.
Do you go on Facebook? Okay. There's this package that I want to offer you. It's called our Ideal Package. Okay? It's actually two of our programs that are combined into one. So the first part of this package, what you're looking at, is $299 a month. That's a fixed flat rate. And what that $299 covers, it's going to be managing you on that first page of Google in the local map section. That's going to be where 90% of searches will start and stop. So your Google Business Profile, we're going to be optimizing it on that first page by your keywords, search terms, and posting. We list you on Bing. We brand you on Yelp. Bing, B-I-N-G, Bing.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear. Okay.
It's okay. It's the sister company to Google. And then we also, excuse me, we'll brand you on Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. Okay? We include Facebook advertising. Now, anytime that someone's performing a search on Google and they happen to go to Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories, they will see your ad appear. And that's going to help you reach more new potential clients. Okay? We can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. They click on your ad and they call you directly. Okay? A lot of our clients have seen great results. Now, you don't have a website, right?
Not yet.
Okay. So I would also have our team build you a website, which is Google compliant and mobile friendly, and it'll help with your ranking. Okay? Because it has the automatic SEO settings as well. We'll attach it where you're listed, and then we cover the mobile platform. So that anytime someone is using their iPhone, Android, or tablet, they can also pull you up on that first page. Okay? So this part of it is $299 a month. Now,
sorry. Does that include building me a website?
Yes, correct. A website is included. Okay?
And managing the website.
Yes, correct. Now,
okay.
As we're doing this, okay, we're also going to be getting you approved for the Google Verified program, formerly known as Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads. Now, that's the ads that'll say sponsored at the very tippy top of the page, and they have a check mark in blue. This is Google's pay-per-lead program, where, Pablo, the lead is going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You are not sharing it with anyone. It is only sent to you. Okay? Now, for this program, there is a one-time $250 application fee, and we're going to send you the application to fill out. You're going to upload your license. You're going to upload your certificate of liability insurance to show proof. And then you're going to submit the application, and we push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay? Now, the approval process, it can take 4 to 8 weeks. But, Pablo, it's also going to depend on how quickly you submit that application and respond to the background check. Okay? I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. Now, once you're approved, we're going to call you to notify you of the approval and to activate your leads in 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. So, to activate your leads, the minimum monthly budget is $351, this is going to give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads, okay, are actually, excuse me, sorry, your leads are going to be $27. So when a lead comes in from that program, it's going to deduct it from the budget, okay? Now, Pablo, let's say that someone called you to come and do a complete bathroom remodel, like replace tile and all that. That is outside of your services. It's got nothing to do with electrical. Google's going to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. If somebody called you to solicitate you or to see if you were hiring, that is an unqualified lead and will be credited back. What Google will consider a qualified lead, Pablo, is if you gave a price over the phone, right? You talked about an estimate. Or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that is a qualified lead. Okay? If you only got one lead in that month, then what's left over in your budget, it rolls over to the next month. So now what that means, Pablo, is you're only going to pay for the lead, $27, that you got the month before. Does that make sense?
So the leads, all leads are the same price?
Yes, correct. All $27. Uh-huh.
Okay, I see.
So if you
and
got
the monthly
one
budget, yeah, I understood that portion.
Yeah,
is
and
it
the
possible
minimum monthly
to,
budget.
For example,
oh, go
minimum,
ahead.
Minimum, I see. Okay,
yeah,
I was going to ask
minimum
if it's possible
budget
to raise the budget, but you said.
Oh
minimum.
Yes,
okay.
No, you can. You can raise that budget at any time. Like you could say, what you would do is say, like, hey, I want to receive up to 20 leads in this month. Your minimum monthly budget changes, but not the cost per lead. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you could always request to receive more leads. That would change your budget. It would raise the budget.
Okay.
Okay.
I see. Just wanted to clarify this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, let's say you're going on vacation, right? Or maybe you're on a job that's going to take you a couple of weeks and you can't handle more leads. What you do, Pablo, is you call us and you say, hey, I need to shut off my leads, or you shut them off through the app. The leads won't turn automatically back on unless you turn them on or you call us to turn them back on.
A question about that.
You can control of that.
Yeah. So let's say halfway through the month, I start a job and it takes me 3 weeks, yes? So
yeah.
Let's say I receive, the 10 leads. Correct? Oh, let's do this. Let's say I used up half the budget. Yes?
Okay.
And then for the second half of the month, I shut off my leads. Now,
uh-huh.
I still have the budget, but now it's a new month. Do these money roll over, or do I still have to pay the full price?
Great question. So, as you're saying, right, you used half of your budget. Let's say you got 6 leads, right? And then you shut them off because you landed a job and you're going to be pretty busy. But then the next month, let's say 3, maybe 4 weeks later, okay, you call back and
yeah.
You say, hey, turn my leads back on. It's going to pick up where it left off. Does that make sense?
Okay. So it's,
before you
so
have
it's
to replenish
like,
the budget.
I see. So technically my budget gets replenished only after it's used up.
Yes, correct. So, like, for example, let's say, excuse me, I'm sorry, my asthma's been acting up. Let's say you had, like, used up half your budget, right? In the month of April, let's say mid-April, you shut them off. Okay.
Yeah.
Then mid-May, you call back, right? And you're like, hey, unpause my leads. It's going to pick up where it left off, right? But let's say, like, your billing date is typically the end of the month. So
okay.
If on the 30th of May, you would, that's when your budget, you pay to get your budget back up to the 351, depending what you have left from when you turned it back on, that determines what you're going to pay that next month. So let's say it kind of works out to where it picks up where it left off, But if your billing date comes up and it's the 30th, then whatever was left over in the budget on the 30th, you just replenish back to get it back up to the 351. You might have only gotten one lead from the time you turned it back on to the 30th, right? So then you're only paying for those leads that you got in total to get it back up to the 351.
I see. But it's not like, for example, let's say the first of the each month that I have to replenish my budget. So it's not like, let's say, in the last month I still have $150 on my budget. It's not like I will be charged new $300. I'm only charged the difference, correct?
You only charge the difference, correct. So, like, let's make it simple, right? We'll just say...
Yeah, I understand.
You got it now? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you'll be able to track all your calls. You're going to be able to see what leads were qualified, which ones weren't, which ones are under review. You're going to be able to track every bit of that through your tracking and reporting system. You're even going to be able to track which calls are coming from the Google Business Profile and your directory listings, as well as the Facebook ads and websites. Because those calls are tracked differently because they're not the leads that you're paying for with those items. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So how this program would work is basically you would be paying $549 today to get it started because you're only paying the $299 and the application fee. Every fifth of the month, Pablo, you're paying $299 automatically. Okay, because that's covering your local SEO management, programming, website, Facebook ads, okay? And then once you're approved for the Google Verified program and you activate your leads is when you have the activation budget, okay?
Yeah.
But if you say, listen, when we call you, when we tell you, hey, Pablo, you've been approved, are you ready to turn on your leads in 3 days? You might say, you know what, turn them on now, or better yet, why don't you call me at the beginning of the month, or call me on this date to activate the lead. And then that's when we call you. Okay?
Yeah. So pretty much it would be $300 automatically for all my listings, Facebook $299, and plus $299. The leads,
and then
plus $300 for leads.
$351 to turn on your leads, and then depending how many leads you get in the first month determines what you pay the next month for the leads, because they are two separate programs. So will there be a month that you paid $351 and $299? Yes, depending on when your leads got turned on. Okay.
And remind me, please, the
minimum monthly budget is $351.
Okay,
minimum monthly budget.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the minimum. Uh-huh. And you can always increase the amount of leads that you're receiving. It would change your minimum monthly budget, like the budget would change, but not the cost per lead. Remember, your lead costs are $27.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I understood. So initially, I have to pay the $250 to set up
the $250 and then the $299. Yeah, $250 is going to cover your application fee, and then the $299 is for the local SEO optimization. The Facebook ads are included in that too. You're not paying additional for Facebook ads aside from the $299. Okay.
So quick question for Facebook. Yeah. Facebook ads and the website. Two questions to clarify. Would I have to create, or will you guys create a Facebook page for my company?
The Facebook page, what we always tell you is we prefer that you create your Facebook page. We can post on it for you. We can add content for you. But we prefer that you create it so that you have the ownership to your Facebook page and you just add us as managers. We want you to have the ownership to your Facebook page, okay?
But it has to be like my company's Facebook page, because I don't have a company's Facebook page.
That's okay. So we send you the instructions on how to do it. You have a personal Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you go on your personal Facebook, you're going to create the one for your business, and we'll send you step by step how to do it. It's really simple. And just create the shell account, and then when you add us on as managers, we can go in there and help you add in the content, like your business logo and stuff like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah, because we prefer that you be the owner of it. And then the website, we'll create the website. You're going to send us the pictures. I see your logo, unless if you have a different logo you want to use, but you'll send us the pictures and you'll go over the content that you want created on that website. So when our technician goes over that with you, we're going to create the website for you. And you can also have access to it to update pictures yourself if you wanted.
So a question here, let's say we do business together, there's a website, stuff like this. Let's say, I don't know, for some reason I decide to...
You cancel. Yeah.
Cancel? What happens with the website?
Great question. So let's say, Pablo, because I'm going to ask you for a 3-month verbal commitment to stick it out with us for 3 months, right? But you pay monthly.
Okay.
Let's say, I don't know, 6 months, even a year from now, you decide, hey, I want to discontinue services. Make sure you call at least 3 business days before your bill is due so you don't get charged, right? Now, your Google business profile, your Facebook page, that is all yours, okay? You hold the ownership to it. Now, when it comes to your website, okay, you have 3 options. You could pay us $49 a month. We will continue to host and manage that website and optimize it. Or you could pay a one-time $99 fee. The domain is yours, but not the content, which means, Pablo, you would have to recreate your website. Or you could say, I don't even want it, and you don't pay anything. So those would be your options for the website.
Okay.
Okay.
I see. What if, do you guys do options if, yeah, I've been looking into websites. Is there options if I create my own website or like another company? Because I've been looking into websites for a while now. And let's say I do have a website. How would that work? Would I just add you guys as managers and you are able to post on it? Or do you guys not work?
Oh, that's a great question. So let's say, right, we built you the website and then a month or so later, you're like, hey, you let our team know, hey, I just created a new website. We would tell you, okay, send us the link so we can switch it out. Now, the only problem is this, Pablo. If you want us to make changes to that website, that means that we're recreating it. And we don't want to do that.
See.
So we would prefer that if you create a very new website, okay, then just go ahead and give us a link so that we can make sure that the correct website is attached.
Okay.
Okay?
I understand, okay. So I was speaking with the gentleman before you, and I told him I didn't have any time to... So let me think about it, okay? It's a very good proposition. It's just, I guess I need some time because it is putting in money that... Is there like a contract or a commitment, or is it month-to-month?
Contract. It's monthly. The only thing that I ask is for you to stick it out with us for 3 months. Let's say, okay?
Yeah.
You pay your second month and then you cancel. You're going to have $199 early termination fee. If you cancel after 3 months from when you started with us, there's no cancellation fee. We simply part as friends. Okay? I know Tony wanted me to speak with you because I'm going to be super honest with you, and I appreciate the time you've given me. Because this position just opened up, my representatives are calling out on this spot to get it filled with a company that's a good fit. What qualifies you, Pablo? You have really great reviews, okay? I know that you do quality work. I mean, we both agree on that just by me reading the reviews that you have, right? That's something we both can agree on. And that's really the kind of company that we're looking to work with. You decide, Nadine, let's do this. We close out the category. Now, what that means is that we're not going to turn around and sign up one of your competitors. Okay? We work exclusively with you because that is the guidelines that Google has given us to be a channel partner to them. Okay? And you do great work. I mean, I'm looking at pictures you've done on your, that are on your Google business profile. You know? So.
Yeah.
My question for you is this. Okay? What would hold you back from moving forward with this program today? Is it price? Is it programming? I'm asking Pablo because I really want to see where I can help you.
I just need to think about it. The price is the main thing. I'm not saying it's expensive. It sounds reasonable. It's just I'm trying to see if at this moment I'm able to afford it.
Okay.
That's all. So I'm asking maybe like until Monday or Tuesday.
I cannot. Here's the thing. I'm going to be very honest with you, and I appreciate you. I really do. I appreciate the concern with price because, listen, I don't ever want you to look at this as being another bill, okay? You've got to look at this as being an investment in your company, right? And it's got to make sense for you too, correct? However, I wish they would let me hold a spot. They don't, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You can take all the time you want to think about this, but I can't guarantee that this spot will be available. So if you were to call me, it's me having to take a look to see if that position is even still open. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I really wish I could tell you, yeah, I can hold the spot because I honestly think that you're an excellent fit for this. I know that it's having to take a look at your budget too, right? Because it's, you got to make sure it's got to make sense. I understand that. But it's not just something that, I mean, I wish it was something that I could hold, but it's not. So, you know, I guess my question is, so you got the Angies and the Thumbtack. Is that where a lot of your budget's going to, aside from that? And, you know, just having to buy your materials and stuff.
I guess you can say so.
Okay. Okay. What would you say, if I could ask you this, I want to see what your closing ratio is. How many leads do you get from Angie's? And how many of those do you convert into jobs? Do you kind of have an idea?
Well, I cannot say that some leads are not closed because they're not quality leads. I would say there's, I guess, more maybe an issue of me being learning how to be a salesman. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think so much that, because you said the quality of them, right? So that tells me you're not making a lot of contact on the phone when you call the leads. Is that what's happening when you say they're not quality leads?
No, I'm not saying that they're not quality leads. I think the leads that I get from Angie's and stuff, they're people who are looking to get work done. They're not just calling just because, you know? And the fact that maybe some of them are not being closed is because the lead is bad.
I think, in my opinion, and I'm going to share this with you, right? Because we work with a lot of their clients, right, that uses Angie's, and I know how they work. So when you get that lead, right, you have to call it. Okay? They send you the information on a potential prospect, right, that needs an electrician, okay? The problem is with their leads is that you're not the only one that is receiving that same lead. So what's happening, Pablo, is that lead, it's also being sent to like two, maybe three other companies that are your competitors, right?
Yeah.
So all of you are getting the same lead. So what happens is, and I encourage you, if you're not calling that lead right away, you want to call it quickly. Because if you don't, someone else is going to beat you to that call. A lot of times, those guys know that it's going to be a couple of companies calling them, so they're trying to see who's going to give them the cheaper price. They're just price shopping. So it's not that you're not a good salesman. What it is that it's already setting you up kind of like it's a little difficult for you already getting that lead because unless if you call that lead right away, you're kind of losing opportunities or you got these other guys that are already beating you to the call and are already giving them prices. So now when you get to them, it's like they're just now want to hear what your price is so that way they could say, oh, yeah, we're going to go with these guys. Does that make sense? So it's not that you're a bad salesman. It's that you're kind of already being set up in a difficult position because the lead is being shared and you have to call it. So you and I both know with Google placement, it's them calling you directly, right? The prospect is calling you. If I need an electrician, you know that that's an urgency, right? Because if my electrical, you know, is out, that means my food's going to spoil. That means if I got kids in the house and it's hot, I need to have my AC running and my AC's out. So you can't go without electricity, right? So when someone's doing a search on Google for an electrician, it's because it's urgent and they need someone. So they're not just going on Google just to see, I'm just curious about an electrician. No, it's a service that they need. That's where they're going. Okay? So that's what we're providing you, is that you're able to be in front of those who are searching up your services at that very moment when they need an electrician. That's the big difference. And you've already done part of it. You have the Google Business Profile. But unless someone knows your company by name, they're not going to be able to find you. Because you're kind of like buried in the pages, right?
Right.
So, you know, again, I understand if you want to take the time to think about it, make sure it fits within your budget. But if I could ask you, I mean, just like say off the top of your head, what do you think would be out of your budget? The $549 or would it be like, I don't know, would it be the $299 a month?
I'm just thinking about the monthly commitment, I guess you can say. Because right now I do have other platforms that I pay for. And I can't cancel something.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I would never ask you to do that.
Because there's like contracts and stuff. So
No. I would never ask you to cancel something that was a contract and then that puts you in a bad spot. I would never give you that advice.
And it's just not, another thing, you just called and you explained everything and it's not like, it's just something that I guess I'll have to think soberly. If first I need it, I see that I need it, but if I can't afford it, that's another thing. So, if we can, is there anything that you can do to give me a call back? Like, let's say if, I understand you said you cannot hold a spot, but like let's say by Monday there is no one that, took the spot yet. Is it possible for you to give me a call back?
I can. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I think you're a great fit. I can't hold the spot, but I mean, I can definitely call you on Monday, even as a follow-up call, you know. It's just going to depend on, and I'll call you regardless, but it's just going to depend on what I have available, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So if the callback is on Monday, what time on Monday, Pablo?
Monday, how late do you guys work?
I'm on the West Coast. I'm in California, so I'm here until 4 o'clock, which is the same time as you are.
Yes. Let's do your latest call. I don't know how long it'll take. This one's like 45 minutes. I don't know, maybe 3 or 3:30.
I can call you at 3:30 is fine. I mean, if you need me to call you closer to 4, I can do that too. It's not that it doesn't really take that long you know, for us to set up the account. The reason why this call took longer is because I wanted to make sure that you fully understood what it is that we were offering. You know what I mean? Okay?
Yes, I understand. Okay, I mean, Monday at like 3:30, around that time is good.
Okay. All right, Pablo, I was going to ask, what is the best email for you?
You can go with Pablo, P-A-V-L-O, Z-D, N-Z, at gmail.com.
Okay. It's Pavlo, right? P-A-V like Victor, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm over here calling you Pablo, and it's Pavlo. Sorry.
That's correct.
I'm so sorry. I'm all...
I couldn't hear the difference.
Well, you know what? It's because, well, you know, Pablo is kind of similar to Pablo in Spanish, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's the same name, just Ukrainian and Spanish version.
I was just going to say, yes, I was just going to say, I was going to ask if you were from Ukraine, only because I've spoken to people from Ukraine before that kind of have similar, like, spelling, right, to our Spanish words,
yeah,
in a sense. Okay, so Pavlo, Z as in zebra, D as in dog, N as in Nancy, Z as in zebra, at gmail.com, right?
Sorry, go, say the last four letters one more time.
Yes. Z like zebra, D like David,
yes,
N like Nancy, Z like zebra.
Last one is V like Victor.
V like Victor. Okay, perfect.
V, okay. Victor, yes.
Beautiful. I'm going to send out an email to you, Pablo, and it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay? It's going to say ideal package in the subject part of the email. Okay? And then I'm going to give you a call on Monday at 3:30, and then you can let me know, you know, what you decided. If I could ask you, what is your interest level on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 means that you are super excited. 1 means you're not. What's your interest level?
I'm more excited. I would think like 6 or 7.
Okay. What would I have to do to get you to a 10?
No, I just would like to hear, because you said this is the ideal package.
Yes.
So I'm assuming there are other packages. So maybe on Monday we can discuss some other options. Because I don't know about Facebook. Like, I know Facebook works, but yeah, just to see other options. That's it.
Okay. All
so
right.
That's on Monday.
Okay. All right, Pablo, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you for
thank
explaining
you.
To you as well.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too.